Bought a house from a man in New York. This house had four small apartments in it when he got it in 78. Said he had seen children grow old and elderly people die in each little apartment. Said he didn't change the wooden floors for 16 years because he knew where each scuff came from. We talked for a bit and he took me around the corner and told me everything had gone downstream from him. Like that cold water of his life had gone up his back, down his front, and around his legs. That before he could drink any of it, it had already passed him by. I went home after drinking with him a bit, made a pallet and a fire on the floor. I closed my eyes right there in the middle of one of the coldest nights Manhattan had seen all winter. I imagined my dog Jack and me back home, cutting through some Oklahoman landscape of greens and moisture and heat and finding some stream running right there in the clearing. He jumped, chasing something naturally, and I just let that water run past my shoulders, under my neck, and down to my feet, and down, downstream. Every good and bad thing that ever happened to me floating down, downstream, there just floating, the Tulsa bars and all the throw-up in them, the ducks we killed, the fights we had, the New York 3 a.m.s, the piano through my neighbor's wall, and the Italian restaurant voices mashing together through the opposite one. Bought a house from a man in New York. This house had four small apartments in it when he got it in 78. Said he had seen children grow old and elderly people die in each little apartment. Said he didn't change the wooden floors for 16 years because he knew where each scuff came from. We talked for a bit and he took me around the corner and told me everything had gone downstream from him. Like that cold water of his life had gone up his back, down his front, and around his legs. That before he could drink any of it, it had already passed him by. I went home after drinking with him a bit, made a pallet and a fire on the floor. I closed my eyes right there in the middle of one of the coldest nights Manhattan had seen all winter. I imagined my dog Jack and me back home, cutting through some Oklahoman landscape of greens and moisture and heat and finding some stream running right there in the clearing. He jumped, chasing something naturally, and I just let that water run past my shoulders, under my neck, and down to my feet, and down, downstream. Every good and bad thing that ever happened to me floating down, downstream, there just floating, the Tulsa bars and all the throw-up in them, the ducks we killed, the fights we had, the New York 3 a.m.s, the piano through my neighbor's wall, and the Italian restaurant voices mashing together through the opposite one. My mother's couch that I sang her songs on, the African desert heat running from the police in school, and my father's soul and pride. There just floating by, every woman I had ever loved and every man I had ever called a brother. The New Year's fireworks and the July 4th too, every failure and every ugly little victory, screaming off the Grand Canyon and hearing one of my best friends had gotten into a wreck under some cold, dark western sky. My sister laughing, the streets of London, and my band playing sweet notes in 100,000 people. I took a big gulp and wondered if all that water led to more streams and those led to some big ocean somewhere, prayed all that suffering and all those belly laughs led to some big ocean somewhere. As soon as I took that big gulp, my eyes opened to a fire in that living room. The fire department came, and hydrant, filthy New York water was going up my back, down my front, and downstream. And so are we.